Well, howdy. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. Hi guys, it's your girlfriend Tess. Welcome to season 3, episode 6, fucking fitness. So, obviously I am a day late, a dollar short. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it's just the whole like mind fuck thing of like it's talking about like working out and like fitness and though I do it, and when I do, I like it. I'm like a procrastinator, you know, like when it comes to like gym time and like working out. It's like this love-hate relationship, right? So, which is okay. So we're talking about fucking and fitness. Fucking, do it all day. Give me all the fucking, okay? I'll take a big bag of fucking and load it up, okay? Fitness, I'm like, well, you know, I mean, if I need it, you know, it's like kind of like going grocery shopping, and it's like, I'm buying the broccoli, but is it because it's like, oh, I just fucking love broccoli, or is it because it's like I probably should have some type of fiber and vegetables so I don't fucking die? It's kind of like that, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the broccoli and the vegetables of the grocery store. Like, I want the little cupcakes or little donuts or whatever. Or like the chips and salt. Give me the fucking chips and salsa, girl. You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, but also, you can't just live on chips and salsa. You actually have to eat the vegetables as well. So it's kind of like the vegetables of life. All right. Working out, at least for me. If you don't know me yet, well, welcome to the show. And I'm so glad you're here. If you take a peek at my Instagram, you can see a little bit of like what I look like. And I would say a plump individual, rather on the plump side. My pictures will show that to you. And you don't get that way by going hard in the gym and sticking to just broccoli and vegetables. Okay, you get that way because your girl likes to eat. You know, I'm a foodie. Give me all the food. So unfortunately, being a foodie, you kind of have to also like counter that, find the balance and bullshit like that by working out. So it's kind of like this annoying thing to like go to the gym, right? Whenever I get there and after I finish, it's like, fuck yeah. Like, you feel so fucking good. And you're thinking, like, if every time I have a better day, like when I just get my workout done and like I feel better and everything. Like, why don't I just want to do it? I don't fucking know. Humans are weird as fuck. I don't know. Like, why don't I just like want to? I mean, I make myself and then I feel good because I know it's good for me. But it's like, why don't I actually like want to do it? I don't know, even though I feel like better. And also, I was reading this thing that was saying that like it takes like 90 seconds, or maybe it's like 180 seconds. I don't know. It's like about 2 minutes or so, basically, of doing anything. So like if like fucking doing a project you have to do, to like doing your chores or whatever. If you will just start it, it takes about like 2 minutes into doing it for all that like built up procrastination to finally just leave. And then you're motivated. Like, you can like, by just doing it, you like self-motivate. Like, your body like physically motivates itself just by doing it. Like, hey, you're in it, you're gonna be doing it. So your body kind of triggers another like response in your brain, like, okay, then we're gonna just be fucking doing it, right? And I think that's true because sometimes I'll start a workout and I'm just like, I'm sitting in my car and like I don't like do like pre-workout and stuff because I'm like a baby when it comes to like any type of like supplements like that. Like, I'll have coffee in the morning and that's it, you know. But I'm like an old person. I could have coffee and fucking fall asleep still. So it's not like it's a huge stimulant for me. And maybe I'm getting to the point in my life that maybe I do need some pre-workout, but at this point, not quite. It's very rare. Like, I have some. It's like super like pussy girl like work pre-workout shit, and like I'll very rarely take it. But like people, you know, they get themselves hype or whatever, and I'm just like crying, like I don't want to do it. Like, and it's not even that it's like super fucking hard. It just like I'm lazy as fuck. I don't know. Like, I think that's what it is. I don't really even know. But when I start it, And then I'm like, you know, it takes about a song or so. And then I'm like, all right, like, I'm glad I'm here. How are you guys doing? Like, this is a great day. Like, I'm, you know, like, my ponytail is like fucking bobbing back and forth and shit, like on the elliptical. Like, I'm happy to be there. So a little like, maybe it's a little TMI, but I mean, it's my show and you guys, TMI is kind of like the whole idea of the show. But after I like work out, when I leave, like I feel really good. And, then I need to fucking masturbate. Like, I need to touch my pussy. I feel horny as fuck. So especially if it like is a pretty like hard workout, and I noticed, and so I obviously I've always noticed this like correlation between working out and then like feeling really horny. But I did notice in particular when it was like lower body shit, like it was a little extra. It was like a little bit more intense of a need, you know, to like touch the clit. Like, oh my God, I'm fucking horny as shit. And so as I was right, I did a little research, and you know, it's because you have more blood flow, like going through the lower parts of your body. So, I mean, basically the blood flow to your genitalia is making you like horny. So yeah. So I wanted to talk about, I can do this now because I don't go to this gym anymore. So now I can like confess, like gym confessionals with your girlfriend Tess. Okay. All right. So, I used to go to this gym, and it was even more annoying. Like, I live in like this really like kind of like rural small town. And so like going to this gym, I have to like really get myself like hyped up to like, it's like a fucking like 20-minute drive. But it was a great fucking gym. The people that work there are amazing and has everything. Like, it has like, it's like a huge fucking gym. Like, it has the pool, the sauna, the hot tub, the steam room, like multiple showers, nice showers, like big, huge spaces for changing and lockers, a special area for women's only. Like, there was so much, like plenty of like free weights so that you're never like combating with an asshole, like doing fucking, you know, his like sets and then shitting his shit down super setters. Fuck those guys. You always had, and there's plenty of cardio machines, like two fucking floors of them. Amazing. So every time I went, it was like, okay, I was there. I got to go there. I took my shit with me. I took a shower and then got myself ready for bed that night and stuff like that. So I would go to this girl. I don't know if I just had like some weird like crush on her. Her name was Heather. And she was like an instructor there, and she did like these really fun classes and stuff, and they're like an hour long or something. But girl would get your heart rate like going, right? And I even got up like a couple times, like at 5 a.m. Well, more than a couple times, quite a few times to go to her weightlifting classes, because she's just like gorgeous, and I don't know what it is about her, like she just. Honestly, she was hot as fuck. So I don't know if I just like looking at her body move. I mean, it sounds kind of like gross saying that, but I think that's what it is. And she was like, so her energy was hella good. You know, you wanted to be around it. Anyways, after her classes, especially after her class all the time, like in my own workouts, but especially after her classes, I would be really fucking horny. Okay. So there was three places. I'm not encouraging you to do this because maybe you shouldn't. You probably shouldn't. But the first place that I would masturbate was in the handicap shower. Now, don't think I'm an asshole, okay? And it was like taking up the handicap shower at the gym. There was no motherfuckers that were handicapped that needed that gym or that needed that shower, okay? So just shut the fuck up, okay? And you know, there's other showers. So, and there was two handicap showers, by the way. So there technically was another one that they could go to if there really was a handicapped person there. Anyways, the handicap shower had like a fold down seat, you know, and it had the detachable shower head with the settings. So I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, but basically I would use that, sit on the bench there after I worked out, like go take a shower, pull the bench out, put it on that, like that pulsing setting, and like make myself come in the shower with that in the handicap shower. It was great. I was so fucking horny. It didn't take too long. It was like my clit was already engorged. We're ready to go. And so, yeah, just a few little and she's good, right? The other place and okay, the other place would be like I would go change into my bathing suit and then I would go into the hot tub. At night, I would go to the gym often at like night, late at night, before right before closing. And so there wasn't like a lot of people there. So there was never like, especially the best time was especially when it was like cold outside. The hot tub was warm and hot as fuck, like with the little bubbles and shit. But no one wanted to be outside. So I would go out there. And usually there was a few times I was interrupted, but usually I would be alone. And the jets were angled at such a way that like, you know, it did it for you. And no one can see you. You're wearing a bathing suit. No one can see the top. You're just chilling there. And it's like bubbles everywhere. So no one can see what's happening like underneath the bubbles. You know what I mean? Like it's like bubble and foamy on top. No one can see shit. Yeah. So that was place number two. Place number three would be in the steam room, not like the dry sauna. In the steam room, okay? So the dry sauna was the popular kid of, you know, all those, like, big gym bros that go into the fucking dry sauna and they doing their shit, okay? But old people and myself go to the steam room. And the steam room, though, it was empty at nighttime because like, usually it's the older crowd of people, so they're there in the morning, but they're not really there hanging out at night. So some people go in the steam room here and there, but mostly it was empty. So I would sit in the back, like top back corner. So it was like, it's when you open the door is like, you can't see shit, right? So I would just be sitting there like in my bathing suit. And all I had to do was like, just reach my hand, like right underneath my bathing suit and like rub it out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, steam room. It's legit. Kind of a horror story though. This to this day, like, makes me, like, okay, you need to be very careful because I was, like, so horny. Like, I couldn't wait. I'm, like, I'm putting my fucking bathing suit on. I'm going to go in the steam room. And I'm going to fucking, like, it's going to be such a good-ass orgasm. So I was, like, focused. You know, like, when you get, like, super horny and you just, like, have, like, a focus, like, you need to get off? Well, it was, like, one of those. Go to the steam room and I was like, hell yeah, there's nobody there. And it was like fairly empty out like in the pool area. So I was like, okay, sweet. Go to my top little corner and it's hella steamy. Okay. I don't know if I was like audible, if I made some kind of sound, if my like, okay. So you could hear the steam, right? But like, my pussy was like creamy, so it was like making a sound like that smacking sound. Oh my god. Okay. So I finish and I just sit back and I close my eyes. To my fucking horror, I hear the sound of the door opening, and so the steam kind of like swooshes out, but it wasn't somebody coming in. It was somebody leaving the opposite side corner, an old Asian man leaving. That fucker was in there quiet as a fucking mouse the whole time. And I don't know, like I said, if I was just focused on the task at hand, okay, or at my hand, whatever, or what, but this, yes. I think this is the first time I ever said this out loud because I was so fucking mortified. I will tell you that that was the last time I ever did that. It was, yeah, that was terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. So those are my gym sex experiences. And like I said, you know, yes, could I wait till I like drove the 20 minutes to get home or whatever? Technically, yeah. But I wasn't like super like by the time I got home, I was like, I mean, I just want to kind of eat and take a shower and or like eat and go to sleep or whatever. If I, especially if I already taken a shower at the gym, I'm just like, I just want to go to bed. Or like, I just want to watch a TV show or just chill or whatever. That's because, okay, after you do your workout, if you're a girl, you have about like a 20 to 30 minute window for like your libido fucking pumping, right? Like you're fucking, you need to fuck. Guys have a little bit longer of a time. So for guys, it's about an hour, like 40 minutes to an hour, 40 to 60 minutes. For girls, it's 20 to 30 minutes. So yeah, if you're a woman, it's going to take, it doesn't take that much time to like let yourself just kind of chill and like lose that. So I think that's probably why, because like, why would you do it at the gym? That's probably fucking wise, because it's like, it's really intense at that time. So yeah, now you're going to look at the girls leaving the gym after the workout a little differently. I mean, they're probably not like me. I'm guessing that most like women aren't fucking like thinking about fucking all the time. I might have a problem. I don't know. I like sex. Oh, let's talk about this for a second. Yes, I like sex, a healthy amount of it, okay? A very normal, healthy amount of it, and I'm totally cool with, like, expressing that. But here is also the thing about that is that I love you guys, and I'm so thankful for you guys listening to the show and, like, making the show, like, grow so much faster than I expected, especially like in the third season. Like, this has been the best season and I'm so excited for it, for what's to come. But I don't want to have sex with you, okay? I like want to talk to you about sex and be open about it, but just because I like sex and like talking about sex doesn't mean I'm trying to fuck you, if you know what I'm getting at. And I'm talking to you guys, especially the one sending me the genitalia pictures, okay? I don't need to see it. I bet your dick is great. I bet you have the best dick, and that's what matters. Your opinion is about your dick is all that matters, okay? So I don't need it. I got enough. I already got what I want. I don't need any more, okay? So thank you. Okay, guys, this is going to bring us to our sexy science portion of the show, because science is sexy. Okay, so I kind of already touched on this, even though I wrote it in my notes to put it into right now. You know, for women and men, I didn't really say it in the science portion because I couldn't find the study that, like, proved that. It was, like, about that 20 to 30 minute window. So if you want to look into that and find out, like, which study, it just said a scientific study, and I looked in like only three places to find that study. So if you want to do some more, if you care, you want to do some more research to back up that claim, go ahead. But it does take a 30 minutes, about 30 minutes of exercise. That's it. So about 30 minutes of exercise is going to start releasing the endorphins. Okay. If you don't know what endorphins are the a neurochemical that makes you feel good, basically. So endorphins, they regulate testosterone. And testosterone is like what makes you want to fuck, basically. And this is for both men and women. Like, people say like the testosterone, maybe you don't realize that women also have testosterone. We have different levels, but testosterone is in both men and women. And so endorphins regulate the testosterone, which makes you like want to fuck. That's what the testosterone levels and the peak, the spike in them, that makes you want to fuck. Okay. Makes you want to have sex. Okay. So also working out, it releases dopamine and serotonin. If you hang out on the show or heard a few episodes, you've heard me talk about endorphins, dopamine, serotonin multiple times, okay? But if you need a little reminder, dopamine and serotonin are neurotransmitters, okay, which are the things that carry like the electrons basically through your body, and they work to make you feel good. So those, the endorphins, okay, they boost the release of dopamine and serotonin. Okay, serotonin carry those the neurotransmitters through your brain that like send off the signals to like feel good, to make you feel good. Okay, that high, that they call it a runner's high, but you don't have to run to do it. You just need like 30 minutes of like any type of like exercise that will get you there. But especially cardiovascular. I couldn't find any type of like study that says like it needed to be cardiovascular versus like a weightlifting, body, like using your body weight exercises. I've heard even like yoga, like 30 minutes of yoga will do the same thing. I won't say that when I do yoga, I feel personally that I feel too much too horny after. I guess if my heart rate is up a little bit because the position, the poses are a little bit more strenuous, or like you have to hold them for a little longer, they're a little bit harder to hold, something like that. But usually my yoga is pretty chill and it's just about flexibility and relaxing. So usually I don't really feel that with yoga, but I know there's all types of yoga. And so you might be someone that like gets down with yoga and that fucking does it for you. But also cortisol is that hormone that stresses you the fuck out. So your cortisol levels go up with stress and anxiety. They're at like an all time high. Okay. So people always say like, you might chill out, take a walk, go work out or whatever. This is true. Because doing that, like working out blocks the cortisol from being released. And so not only is it blocking the cortisol from being released, but now that cortisol is being blocked, the serotonin and the dopamine don't have like that cortisol to go get through. If there's no blockages, it can just be released more purely into the brain. So it makes you feel better. So if you deal with anxiety and you deal with like depression, and it might be hard to get like I said, that first bit of motivation going. It takes 2 minutes. Put 2 minutes into that start and it will definitely benefit you in feeling better for sure. Okay. So not only do we have like the science behind, endorphins and neurotransmitters, things like this, but there's also the psychological effect. So you have this fight or flight like intuition when things get a little bit when things get like the pressure gets a little bit high around you. You either come up with a solution or you fight it or you run away from it. Being a more physically fit person is like a kind of like a blanket to your psychological self, because you know that you could actually physically be able to run away if you needed to, or to fight if you needed to be able to take care of yourself. So in that case, it automatically lowers anxiety. Think about someone who is disabled because of their physical body. They're going to have a higher anxiety because they have to depend on someone else to take care of them, to do something simple as like being able to leave a situation that might be threatening to them. So, you know, that's pretty obvious, a fight or flight thing. Having better physical fitness contributes to feeling better about this. So overall, your anxiety about that is lowered. Also, confidence. So like I said, when I leave the gym, I feel really good. It takes me a second to be like pump myself up about getting there. But when I leave, I feel great and I do feel confident. Like I could tell in the way that I like walk in versus how I like walk out. You know, I just feel like a little proud of myself. You know, I don't compare myself to other people. Like I just do me. You know, I literally don't even look at anybody because I'm like, don't fucking look at me. Look down, you know. But I feel proud of myself for like overcoming my I used to not go to the gym because I used to be like afraid people were gonna judge me. And obviously people feel like that, especially after having my kids. I was like, my body looks so different. Like It's like I don't even recognize myself when I pass myself in the mirror. Like, you know, it's I don't want people to be looking at me. And like you just think they're judging you and they don't even fucking know you or give a shit. But, you know, it's hard to get over that like mental block. But making myself do it for so many years has been like really boosted my confidence in how I feel about myself, because I'm like, yeah, I don't let these fuckers mess with my workout. I don't care. Just keep my head down, do my own shit. And I feel good after. I feel proud of myself. I feel proud that I made myself do it, even though I didn't want to do it, because I know I'm doing something that's going to benefit me in the long run. So also, I mean, the pretty obvious things is your stamina. You know, you imagine like being on top, like guys or girls, fucking like either like getting some dick or like putting the dick down and like laying it out and being like, hold on, because you're like so winded and you can't like finish it off, you know? And just imagine that. Or like you get like a fucking cramp or something because you're not, your body's not used to doing that much physical activity. Yeah, that's embarrassing as fuck. So just put out 30 minutes in the gym, guys, and it'll really like help you get through sex. Also, for guys, that if you guys happen to be on the heavier side, now I'm talking to the men specifically right now, or if you have something like diabetes, you have, you know, your cardiovascular health, it could need some help. Okay. It could need a little bit of help. Obviously if your blood is not pumping, correctly, or is having a harder time, oxygen and shit moving through your body, you have a harder time getting your dick hard. Okay. It's called ED. ED happens also because of poor libido, and poor libido can be just a cortisol thing. So your stress could just be really fucking with you, or your confidence could just be really low, body image issues. And so you just can't fucking get it hard. Working out helps combat those things. So you're helping your body to move the blood through, like the blood through your body, better. Okay. So more efficiently, and being able to move the blood through your body better, you have a easier time, getting the blood to your dick. Okay. Getting it hard. And obviously you can't really have, I mean, I guess you can, it's probably not the best sex with a limp dick, but I mean, technically it's possible. Yeah, so ED battles ED helps with your cardiovascular health, and obviously for women too, cardiovascular health for all of us, right? And then flexibility. So especially if you're doing something like yoga, or you're making sure you're doing your stretches, if you're doing like weightlifting, which you should be, because you can fucking hurt yourself if you're not, you know, just being able to get into the positions to you know, get that right angle up there. If you're like, maybe you're standing up outside, maybe you're fucking like in the shower or whatever, and you need to be able to like bend down and reach your toes so that he can get it in right there. Guys, you need to be like fucking putting one up like on the counter or whatever. And I'm not saying that you have to go as far as be able to be so strong that you can like lift her fat ass up onto the counter. But I mean, if you do, that's like an added bonus, but you don't have to do that. But being able to last, being able to get that angle, being able to get your dick hard, I mean, those are all necessary, right? So yeah, so that's it, guys. We talked about that. Now for our last segment, we are going to be talking about my ideal situation, or my fantasy situation of exercise and sex. And you would think that, let me introduce the segment of the show first. Bum, 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 bum. Dream scene. Okay. So here, dream scene, welcome. Here is where I do talk about my ideal or dream situation of the topic that we are discussing. And today it happens to be sex or fucking and fitness. So come along on this journey with me. You would think that I would be talking about some like porny, like, you know, gym trainer, like hold, like going down behind me as I'm squatting and blah, 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 which that's all good and fun. But no, not us. Where do we get our physical fitness in today? Well, the great outdoors, my friends. So we are taking a drive out to the coast to go along a little hidden trail in a huge park of trails, okay, that touches the ocean. And today it is Tuesday, so there aren't a lot of people out. And we just happened to take the day off and we decided to go for a drive and go check out the scenery on this beautiful day. And we are hitting the trail. So we're about 3 miles into our hike. We have climbed a couple steep hills, a few inclines, nothing too crazy. A couple switchbacks here and there, but the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. Dense with trees, and we can't see it yet, but we can smell the ocean coming around the curve. So we know we're getting close. But unfortunately, I have been staying really well hydrated and I have to pee. So you take a look down both sides of the trail, make sure no one's coming, and there isn't. We pretty much know this, but just in case. So then I just go behind a little tree, a little area off the trail a little bit, and pull my pants down and pee. And you're standing there thinking, she's just right there. It is so beautiful out here. The smell is clean and fresh, and there's not a soul around. And yeah, you're all sweaty and kind of gross, but your dick gets hard knowing that my pussy is out just mere feet away from you. So you just go check on me. And I'm starting to pull up my pants and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But you kind of stop and just stare at me. So I look back at you like, what is on your mind? What's going on? And you just say it, tell it like it is. Being out here makes me really horny and I want you. So I look down and I visibly see that, yes, you do want me. And so I bite my lip and think, well, there's really no one out here right now. And if we stay kind of off the trail, no one really would see us anyways. So I walk out to the trail really quick and I look up and down just to make sure there isn't anyone coming or going that I can see at least. So I go back and I pull my pants down to my ankles and bend over, and you see my big ass and pussy so wet. It's could be partially sweat, partially pee, who knows? But I do know that I'm horny as fuck. And even though I have been in cleaner situations and I have smelled a lot better, I definitely want your dick. It is so hard. And you couldn't want anything more than that. Nothing is bothering you, even your own sweaty self. So you pull it out and you bring it up to my clit and rub the outside of my pussy lips, and it has that like little gushy sound. Oh my gosh, just makes your heart drop because you know it's going to feel so good. And you slide it in, surprised at how wet I already am, and it just squeezes your cock so perfectly well. And first I stay quiet because I'm a little bit nervous about someone hearing us out. Anyone could come up to us and see us out here. But as you continue to push inside me and it finally makes it all the way in, I just let out a deep groan and this just sends you on fire and you just fuck me like an animal. You just, all you need is for you to come and I start fucking you back. And that's exactly what I want. I just want your cum inside me and dripping out of my pussy. So I push back onto you so hard, milking your dick with my pussy, squeezing it tight and clamping down to make sure that I get it out. And you do, you come so fucking fast and you pull it out and it just drips down my pussy. And I pick my pants up and my underwear and pull them up and just kind of giggle and step back onto the trail, drink some water and finish the hike with your sperm just leaking slowly out of my pussy. Okay, guys, end scene. That is it. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you enjoyed the show. You've learned something. And I hope you guys get out there and work out. 30 minutes. That's it. 30 minutes and you're good to go. So if you want to get in contact with me, my email is yourgirlfriendtess@gmail.com, or you can message me on Instagram as long as you're not sending me dick pics or saying just hi. I will not respond to someone that just says hi. Please state your question or state your business. What would you like to know, or what would you like to say? What comments do you have about the show? What would you like to hear about next? Or if you have some of your own experiences that you would like to share, go ahead. I'm always down to listen and hear about what's happening with you guys. So thank you for being here. I will be back in 2 weeks. And yeah, bye. Just kidding. Okay. Just kidding. Guys, if you guys are interested in starting your own podcast, please click the link below and go through Buzzsprout, which is who I use to send out my podcast. And if you've never started a podcast before, or if you're like technically not as inclined as myself, Buzzsprout makes it so easy, and you just upload to Buzzsprout and Buzzsprout will upload to all major platforms and help you get your show on all major platforms. Very, very easy, step-by-step things. If you go click on my link and you sign up through my link, then after your first 2 paid months, okay, you will get a $20 gift card from Amazon. Of course, there is also a free version of Buzzsprout. But if you want to store all of your media on Buzzsprout, then it's only $12 a month. And that's what I pay for. It's very easy and it's very easy to use. It's the best thing. So I don't have to store anything on my computer or my laptop. Buzzsprout stores it all for me. So yeah, click the link, sign up. And if you want to just donate to me, you can also go to my Venmo or to my PayPal. And just give me money because you like me. I don't know what other reason that you would, but okay, guys, I will see you next time. Bye.